This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, Tony. My name is Sarah. I've been listening for a long, long time. I think I called in before, but I listened to your most recent podcast today, and it made me think of my story. So, first of all, let me start by saying I'm extremely empathic. I'm very intuitive, a little bit psychic-y. I get it from my mom and all that good stuff. My family and I moved into an apartment about 2 years ago, and my daughter, who is 3 years old, we got a dresser for her room from a secondhand store. And about the first week after we got the dresser, my daughter kept talking about this little girl that she would see. And, you know, at first we kind of chalked it up to her imagination being a kid. But then she started coming to me and, you know, telling me the little girl wanted her to play with her, or the little girl woke her up in the middle of the night. And I'd feel kind of an energy in there, but it was like I couldn't place whether it was a good or a bad energy. So anyway, a few months go by and she still talks about the little girl. Well, then all of a sudden it became a clown, and she could not sleep in her room at night with it being dark. She would tell me that the clown scared her, and the clown would wake her up at night and its teeth were scary. And so my first thought is, okay, great. A ghost has tried to befriend my daughter as an innocent little girl at first and is now becoming a scary clown, which I did not like. So one night my daughter comes into my room and tells me she's really scared, and that the clown is scaring her, and asked me if I could turn a light on. Well, I had just gotten some night lights from my mom. So I go and get one of the night lights to plug it into her room. So I go into her room and I plug the night light in on the right side of the dresser, and the night light comes on and then it goes off, and there's no switch on this night light. And I thought that was weird. So I went to adjust it, and it comes back on, and I go and sit down next to my daughter, comfort her and rub her back, and all of a sudden this nightlight just starts flicking on and off over and over and over again for a good minute. And I'm extremely panicked at this point in time, but I'm trying to be calm for my daughter. There's a really heavy, just creepy feeling energy in the room. And so the nightlight's flickering on and off, on and off, on and off, and finally it stops and it goes out completely. And so I say out loud, I'm like, okay, do you not want the nightlight over there? And I get up off the bed and I go take the nightlight and I go plug it in to a different outlet on the left side of the dresser, and it doesn't come on. And I'm like, okay, do you just not want it by the dresser? And I take the nightlight out, and I go across the room to the outlet at the end of my daughter's bed, and I plug it in, and it comes on just fine. And so I am super creeped out at this point, but still trying to be brave. And I'm sitting with my daughter, and I'm comforting her. And all of a sudden, I feel chills going up my spine and a hand on my shoulder. I mean, I am just mortified at this point, but I'm trying to keep a straight face for my kid so she doesn't freak out. And we say a prayer, and I, you know, tell her that if she ever gets afraid to say a prayer and ask Archangel Michael to come and protect her, or just to come get me. So after that, night light stayed on. Nothing else happened that night. And the next day I went and bought some sage and I saged my entire apartment. Haven't had anything weird happen since then. And coincidentally, she does not talk about the little girl or the clown anymore. Anyway, so that's my story. I tried to keep it short. I hope you like it. We love your podcast and look forward to hearing more stories to come. Have a good day. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.